Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I will read from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 44, from verse 1 to 3. Say, we have heard with our ears, O God, and our fathers have told us what work thou did in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the Eden with thy hand, and planted there, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of your countenance, because thou hast favor unto them. This scripture establishes that the path of spiritual warfare is the only path to promotion. And the only way that we can mark promotion is by territorial control. Please, I want you to note this. The only way you can claim to have taken ownership of any matter in your life or in your family is when you have what? Territorial control. Please, I want you to pay attention. I'm trying so hard not to use high-sounding words. There are certain things that may be happening in your family that may be unpalatable. There are things that you might have seen as a sort of pattern. There are families where no matter how hard the father tries, there will be at least one child that would just be disconnected from the father. More or less like saying, he will no longer be the son of inheritance. I was reading, I don't know if I'll get there today, but when they were looking for men, representatives, to go to spy on the land, Canaan, they chose men from every tribe, but one tribe was missing. What tribe was that? Reuben. There is a curse that wastes. There are grounds you cannot, there are places you cannot cross in life. There will be instant judgment and penalty. For instance, Reuben in the Bible slept with his father's concubine, not his father's wife, his father's girlfriend. And look at how his entire generation was wasted. And not only did he do it, he did it on his father's bed. But we live in a generation where people just say, if we both, it's just a bed. It's not just a bed. It may be the determining factor whether you even have a lineage in the future. What does that mean? You cannot bring a man to your matrimony, another man, your matrimonial bed. Now, whether that was documented in the Bible or not, is just to let you know that there are some no-go areas in destiny. Please, are you with me now? There are some no-go areas. Don't say, oh, because that one is different, because it was written concerning Reuben, my sister. There are many things that are not written, but they fall in the same category. The tribe of Reuben was
not was they were not among the tribes that were taken, selected to spy the land.
There was a man that was anointed as king, but he was not anointed as priest. And he went into the altar and he crossed a line for which the Lord said, if you are not a priest, don't cross this line. And we are all anointed. Oh, really? Say, no man taketh this honor to himself, except him that is what? That is called, like Aaron was called. That's Hebrews. If you are not called as a pastor and they invite you for a program and they put pastor in your name, my sincere advice is for you to tell them, sorry, I attend Harvest Word. I'm not a pastor there. I'm not a pastor there. You can call me brother. That is a title given to every brother the day you give your life to Christ. And when we get to heaven, there will be no pastor, there will be brothers. So get used to it too. Whether it's bro Ayo or brother Ayo, tell us the one you want. But you cannot, if you are not a pastor, you are not a pastor. There is an honor that is given to those who are called. If you don't have the calling, don't take the honor. And why many territories are difficult to take is because people have crossed lines. People have crossed lines that for which, when they crossed, nothing happened immediately. So they felt it was nothing. They felt it didn't matter. I was speaking with someone and they brought a case to me. And in that matter, they said the mother of one of the spouses used to go to the bedroom of her son-in-law, or the couple anyway, and she would sleep on their bed. She said, oh, she likes the ventilation coming from that window. I said, what did you tell them to do? She said, I told them to send her out. I said, good. Good. You are my mother. You are not my wife. Don't make that mistake. Huh? Now poor I poor. Don't be crazy I crazy. You are my mother. Nobody will take that place. But you cannot lie in my bed. You cannot come to my room if I don't invite you. You cannot. Oh God. I don't want to get very vulgar this morning, but please, are we together so far? There are lines we can cross, and there will be nobody to say, oh, what you did was wrong. But the spirit realm has marked it. The day you now want to contend for that land, you will need strength. You will be trying to use your strength. Meanwhile, the scripture says, they got not the land with what? With strength, in their own strength. Please say after me, there are lines we cannot cross. The moment you find yourself in that tailing or towing that path, I want you to know that it is not that Satan will be at your doorstep. He's already there. Huh? He's already there. The pastor is not to take advantage of the vulnerability of the sheep and abuse them. So if the pastor begins to tell you, okay, come to my house 11 p.m., let's pray about it. Now, there's nothing wrong with the number 11, but there's something wrong with that time, you know, because somehow, there will not be light. And you are first a man before a man of God. There are lines that you will have to choose that, okay, from here, nobody will cross. I will not cross this one. Huh? That you will not cross. You travel to a particular city and you know you have some of your old friends that used to be there. and you are lodging in a hotel, and you are saying, I'm coming to town. Oh, wait, what hotel are you staying? Oh, I'm coming. You are married, the lady is married, but you know that before you both got married, you had one thing that you did not finish. There are lines we do not cross. It's not because you may not go to hell, but you will become weak. When it's time to contend, you will not be able to contend. Because God giving you the land is tantamount to handing it over to Satan. Please, are you with me? So we'll be looking at this matter of taking conquered territory, and we'll take it gradually. But I want to implore you to please don't take it personal. We are just looking at the scripture. Psalm chapter 44 suggests to us, and please, based on what I've just said, every time you find that your heart begins to stray, there's only one prayer point for you. What is that prayer point? Mercy. What's the prayer point? Mercy, Lord. And if you find yourself, God is beginning to bless you. Please, can you hear me? If God is beginning to bless you, and you're having some small change, you're having some money, you can decide to take yourself out and buy yourself a pizza. How much is a pizza now? 6,000, 7,000? Depending. How much did you pay the last time? You put on a pizza, you're always fasting. Please, who bought pizza recently? 11th, So it's not all those my things that you call pizza. There's the pizza, the main one. So I think like 12,000 plus because of your transportation and everything. So if God has blessed you and you can decide to wake up, take yourself to go and order for pizza. Some of you even tell them to deliver it. You are so blessed. They bring the pizza to your house. The moment you notice that God is now beginning to bless you, there is one requirement you must begin to employ immediately. That is what? Coming under spiritual authority. It is not always good that you are the most anointed person in a place and yet have no accountability. It's not always good. Please, can you hear what I just said? I need to be sure I've not lost anybody. When you find that God is blessing you, is the best time to come under spiritual accountability. So imagine King David had somebody he could talk to when he saw Bathsheba. But nobody would think he's the king. He's the king. The king is on point. There's nothing wrong with him. That man is a man of God. How many kings do you know in the Bible who are both king, priest, and prophet? Only him. Have you not thought about it? That is the full office of Christ. Come on. To be king, priest, and prophet, if you combine those three things together, what you get is the office of Christ. When you say Jesus Christ, it's those three things in one. Because they both repeat. That's the fullness of the anointing. That's why the word Christ means the anointed one. And his anointing. If David had somebody that he could have spoken to, most likely person just say, Brother David, because now you are in trouble, we should not call you king again. Brother David, there's something brother does to you. He just resets you. Or sister. But when you change Kenny to Kenny, and change Johnson to Johnny. You see, that's where the problem is. Because by the time you get into trouble, nobody is thinking you're a sister. They are just, the person you called is also struggling. You are also struggling. So you are not telling yourself, it's God that has mercy. But you should look for somebody that is tough as your friend. Don't look for somebody that is struggling like yourself. But you see, people will not listen to what I'm saying. For them now, I'm just gisting. That's the only problem. The message in church is the comedic part of the service. That's why I read Psalm 44. We didn't
we did not get the land in possession with our own sword. Your sword represents your skill. It represents your ability. It represents your strength, because there are certain swords you cannot wield if you are not strong. Not anybody in the Philistine nation could wield the sword of Goliath. Nobody could wield the spear, because it was built according to his own stature. You can speak big grammar and quote a lot of Bible, but in the spirit realm, we will see you in your real stature. You may be here wearing a three-piece suit, but in the spirit realm, you are a dwarf. Brother Nathan, and despise the shame. Ha. Brother Nathan, Uriah's wife. Yeah. My God. Prophet. Wow. You remember that movie we were watching? Kim Kardashian. Exactly the same shape. Really? That's what Brother Uriah is enjoying. Say, where are you now? He said, I'm on top.
He says, that not the back where you can look at Uriah. He said, where there I'm coming. Don't move. Because any step you take from there now is fornication. So just stay there. We're coming to carry you. And it's amazing that till the time he sent for her, there was nobody in the chain of command, including the servants, to say, sir, what do you want to do with her? They brought her into his room. Nobody. The moment you find that God is beginning to bless you, you may not be at liberty to be going to brothers' houses again. There's a trap there. Say amen. Everyone is quiet. There are some things you used to do, you will not do again. You will now put it as a law to yourself. Not that the Bible said. You will put it as a law. Because now that there's kulele, there's money. You can talk in Queen's English. Say, Nancy, I'm going to marry you. It's your money that is talking. You have two remote jobs now. So everything is aligned. Everything is working together for our good. And if you think that it's just sex, no. It was an exchange. It's not just sex. Now, why this contention for territories? Because when Adam sinned against God, what God lost was not just Adam. God lost territories. Please, are you with me? Including the territory that is known as your family. God lost it. And that's why for God to redeem any family, the first thing he does is to look for a man in that family. Come on, I am that man. Say, I am that man. God looks for a man in that family. And the moment God finds a man, he will begin the work of restoration. May you be that man. May you be that woman. So when Adam fell, he lost his estate. He lost his ability, his power to remain in control. If Adam knew that this is what that thing would have cost him, Adam was not deceived. He was only trying to be a good husband. And here we are. If your wife is doing the wrong thing, you don't have to support her. If your husband is doing the wrong thing, you don't have to support him. If you marry somebody because you just want to get married, and you are not getting married somebody who you can demand accountability from, you are just boyfriends. You are not married. Because marriage is about accountability. Marriage is not for the weak. Marriage is not for slave queens. You take off those nails when you marry. You will teach your children, because you realize that school you are paying $500,000 every time, they are teaching them crap. So who wants a liability? I thank God for the Holy Ghost in your life, but who wants a liability? We need to take this territory. We have children now. We must leave a legacy for them. The only thing about you can be your beauty. And the only thing about you as a brother can't be your height.
Come on, say capacity. Those are things you look for. Not that he treats me well. And so what? If the devil wants to kill, won't he treat you well? People are getting married for the wrong reasons. You should get married for capacity. See his potential and see where that potential will get him. And see what role you can play. That's how you take territories. The moment you get married, Satan will be preventing that marriage because he knows these are power couples. Once they get married, he has lost that family. Because this one is a prayer warrior. This one is an intercessor. He knows that if these two people get into this family, oh my God, if that lady comes into our family, everybody, one after, they will be getting delivered. So he will raise the mother to say, I don't like her. Spirit of error will start happening. Everything that is happening to you, it's not because the devil is interested in you. The devil is seeing what your potential progress can cost him. That's why he's coming after you. Because some of you are wondering, what did I do? I didn't offend anybody. Even people who are living in sin are making progress. Like, you look at yourself, what am I doing wrong? It's not you, it's your prophecy. And permit me to tell you that one of the ways that Satan is going to cheat people in these last days is by sending them to the Babylonian church. There are two churches on earth today. There's the true church, there's the Babylonian church. The Babylonian church is the one that allows you to do anything you like. Huh? And they don't preach to convict of sin. They don't preach to tell you this is what God says and it has to be done. The Babylonian church is the one that makes worship entertainment. The Babylonian church is the one that comes to you. By the time you are leaving church, there's nothing of God in your head. Just want to go have pizza or something. I posted a video. Some of you saw it on my startup. It said, the world loveth their own. Huh? The world. So if you are in a church where unbelievers are saying that's a good church, you are in a worldly church. It is not you that will take the territory. The territory has taken you. Come on, say God forbid. I say if you are in a church, the unbelievers are hailing, that we like that church, they are on point, that church, the moment the world loves you, that church, that's the first sign to tell you, regardless of what they are preaching, that church is what? It's a worldly church. Because the world loves their own. That's why they can't stand someone like Apostle Arume. They can't stand him. They can't stand him. They can't stand that somebody will say he's living righteously. The Bible says they got not the land, in verse 3, in possession by their own sword, which means that every time God wants you to engage for the destiny of your family or for a particular territory, maybe it's in the industry where you are or in a new phase you are coming into, God is saying very clearly you will not get it in your own, by your own sword. Because people who are skillful work and labor under those who have spiritual authority. Go and check anybody, and anybody can tell you what they like. There's a level you get to. You will need spiritual power. You will need what? Spiritual power. You must have altars. I was listening to a witch, you know, yesterday. She's a witch, an American witch. So, and she said, the way we operate, this on TikTok. She said, once we see that you are rising, we will come to you. Whether you are a gospel musician or secular musician, that she's in the entertainment world, that's her own department. Say, once we see that you are gaining attention, we see your followership online, even as a pastor, we will come to you and say, we want to make you an offer. Do this, do this, do this. And the people will know you more. We'll call it branding. We'll do this, do that. Then you now, all of a sudden, you see pastors wearing a cross, inverted cross, as a chain. And you are here, you see somebody doing breakdance for you. Most of those people used to be in the church. But because our God is a God of order and he has conditions. So what will Baal do? The God of Baal. He will say, don't worry, your God has too many problems. Just wear an inverted cross. So every time you think and you see these things and you become perturbed, I want you to remember that the reason why these things are thriving now, and we have a lot of Christians saying it's just a movie. It's just marketing. For a man, a full-grown man, to dress as a woman and be acting in his own drama. Eh? To be acting as a woman and a man, and you are not married, and you say you don't have succubus and incubus. Because you can give $1 million to a pastor, doesn't mean you can lay hands on him. Something is wrong. We closed our eyes to it. Now it now seems as though Christianity is under threat. No power again. But we allowed it. The moment we started moving the lines, the ancient lama that God said, don't move. You move the line. Somebody encroached on your land. You now say, okay, because of peace, you moved your fence. Somebody came again, you moved your fence. One day you just wake up and notice you have been walled in. So it's not for you to come and tell your children, that's how we met it in this family. No. Somebody has to address it. We are tired of the stories. We need to take our church back. In verse 4 of that same chapter, Psalm 44 and verse 4, he said, thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. We need deliverances. There's a book by Dr. D.K. Olukoya, When the Deliverer Needs Deliverance. You should read it to help you. If you're a pastor, you need it. When the Deliverer Needs Deliverance. Yes. It's a high-level book. It's not prayer rain, no. This one is more than prayer rain. Listen to me. God will not come. Jesus will not come back until the kingdoms of this world have become what? The kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he begins to reign forever. Starting with your family. So, are you blessed this morning? So you have to be angry. Some of those things you just close your eyes to and you say, oh, it doesn't matter. You have to be angry. Even though you won't make progress. When you want to choose a life partner, look, this is not in my seminar, let me just throw this at you. Let me announce to you that it's not the brother in that blue suit that you are marrying. Neither is it that lady in that long dress that you are marrying. When you choose a person, what you are marrying is that person's foundation. As at that day, if that lady is 32 years of age, what you are marrying is the culmination of her 32 years experience, the 90% of which you don't know anything about. 90% of which you don't know anything about. 90% of which she will not tell you. Because she knows you don't have liver. So whether you know or not, whether you deceive yourself, you say, Pastor, I prayed, God, I have a witness, it doesn't matter. But I'm here to announce to you that the person you are marrying is the total sum of that person's experience. Not what the person is today. The total sum. So the reason why we encourage courtship is so that we can test that foundation in critical areas. When you say you have heard God, then we need to test and verify. That's why we go into courtship. Not to be watching movies and for him to show you how he will take care of you. Not to be getting debit alerts. The only person who is smiling is the one who didn't pay. The person who paid is not smiling when they are leaving that place. Say, no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to say 14,000. So it's okay, it's okay. Yeah, you'll be doing your like this. Meanwhile, your salary is 120. Now you've taken 14,000. And even that man said, you're not even a tighter. You're not a tighter. So see, now Devorah has started entry. The first fruit refused to pay. The tithe refused to pay. One lady, only one lady, took everything out. Never, don't know anything. If a lady tells you within the first 1 month of your being in a relationship with her, please, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? If a lady tells you within the first 1 or 2 months of being in a relationship with her that her phone is bad, or her rent is due, or that her shoe is broken, or her bed is coming, leave her immediately. Don't pray. Just leave her. Because I want to marry you. It's not a transaction. It's a covenant. What how have you been taking care of yourself before I got here? I can't sleep with you, so why should I take up your bills? Let your dad do that. Let your father do that. When I marry you, I will start. What's wrong with you? If I want to do anything, I will do it because I want to. I'm not here to foot your bill. We got this thing mixed up, and that's why a lot of us cannot settle down. Because of wrong expectations. That's not the Bible way. That's not the Bible way. That's not the Bible way. We got it mixed up. It's not in your life to pick up your bills. Get a job. And you are not in his life to cook his food. If he cannot cook, let him die. Be eating your concussion and be adding, use two Maggi, don't use one. Use two Maggi and pour salt. Take three, pour it like you are, and pour it inside. You will, don't worry, when you marry, she will fix you. But for now, say, when are you coming? I've not seen you twice. When are you coming? It's because you want her to cook. She's not coming. We have Tuesday service. I'm telling you, those quiet areas where nobody will tell you that crossing that line has disqualified you. They will not tell you. You will only realize that when it's time for you to mount up with wings, the energy is not there. Come on, say I hear you. Numbers 13 and verse 30. Get ready. I don't know when we'll finish this message. But anywhere the thing hits you, just take it. After this series, I will come and I'll teach on a series where we'll be talking about gaining capacity to be who God has called you to be. Yes. Because that's why many of you are not married. And you are comparing yourself with people that with those who are not saved, who are sinning every day. They are not in a hurry. They are not in a hurry. They are sinning every day. They leave church and they go and sin in unrighteousness. They know what they are doing. They are not in a hurry. Say, we are taking our time. They know what they are. You cannot afford it. And then we make it so difficult for each other to even be married. Say, you are praying. What are you praying about? You've known now. You've been in this church for 7 years. She's in the workforce. She's born again. You people are in the same prayer team. They say, you are praying. What are you praying about? Number one, you've been in the church for so long. That automatically tells you that she's saved. When there was no pressure to perform, you already knew yourselves as Christians. The other matter is now whether you are compatible and whether the Lord says go ahead. It's not that, Pastor, I'm checking. What have you been checking? Both of you have been in church for 8 years. What are you checking? Don't you know Sister Rolake? Don't you know Brother Matthias? What are you checking? Sister Rolake leads prayer here. Brother Matthias is behind the camera. What are you checking? What are you looking for? You liar. God is interested in power couples, people he brings together to achieve his will. So somebody is here now. He's looking for his wife somewhere very far. Say, where is he? Say, I don't know. He says, it's very far. The other person too there is saying, my mind is telling me it's Lagos. Till everybody is 40 years. So it's lack of capacity. When there's capacity, you will do what you need to do. When my mom gave birth to me, she was 30 years old. And I'm the last child. My elder sister is about 9 or 10 years older than I am. So that means my mom must have been around 20. Argue with your keypad. There is a kind of strength God gives to a man to take a land. There's a kind of strength God can give to a man to recover lost years. And you will get it. I say you will get it. The power to recover lost years. The power to take territories you've lost. That power is coming upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Numbers chapter 30 and verse 13 and verse 30. This was when Moses had sent the people to go spy on the land. And they came back and they began to grumble. So we'll look at this chapter some other, maybe, I don't know, some very soon. Caleb, this was the response of Caleb. Caleb stood up from among the people after they grumbled and he said, and he stilled the people. What does it mean to still the people? You have people talking and talking. Let every tongue that is not responding to Christ be quiet. He stilled the people before Moses. So what happens, how you will know that you are in the wrong company is that the moment a wrong information is transmitted, people start grumbling. They want us to go and die. Nobody remember that it was the same God that delivered them at the Red Sea without firing one bullet. No arrow was shot. And he sank an entire army in that water. Nobody. That's the problem with grumbling. You will not remember his testimonies. You will not remember. And you, somewhere in your head, you will feel you are justified. You will feel you are justified. He said he stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Come on, say at once. The moment you notice that the next inclination you're having is to grumble, that means you should move fast. Don't stay there again. Separate from those evil people. Every time you share your vision with somebody, they always make you doubt yourself. Get up. I will see you next week. That next week is next year. After I've done what I wanted to do. They were all children of God. They were all saved and baptized into Moses by the Red Sea. At the Red Sea. But their minds were not, they didn't understand that the idea was to take territories. God wanted to give them a land of their own. God wants to give you a land of your own. And to do that, there are certain people that cannot be in your space. Those people might have been good for you yesterday, but they are not suitable for today. They are not good for your prophecy. They're not good for a prophecy. You just be there. You want to do follow. At the end of the day, they are not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere in the name of paddy. There's no paddy in destiny. We've been together. We are only together as long as you are following God. Yes. The day you start preaching something else, that's it. I block you. He said, still the people and said, let us go up at once and possess it. Please excuse me. The things that those guys said they saw, the giants and everything, were they lying? Was it fact? Was it true? Why do you think Caleb was so bold? The prophet called them and said, go and spy that land. We are going to take it. That's all he had. He chose to ignore any other noise in the market. That's the power of prophetic decree. Go. That's it. Go. That's it. It's settled. Some of us spend our time and data listening to the wrong set of people online. And Satan knows. He brings those people to us. How to check your star. How to check your Aquarius. What's that? Oreos, Taros. Can I even shock you? I saw a 1775 Bible. 1775 Bible. Is that not 18th century? 1775 edition. The first page of that Bible. The first day of the week. was Sunday. The first month of the year was March. As at 1775, the first month of the year was not January. Have you heard people say that maybe Jesus was born in October? Have you heard it before? If you follow the March calendar, it's October. Because as at March, you've taken out 2 months. So, it goes back. So, if that 12th month is supposed to be December, if you use March as the first month, that means the 12th month is when? It's October. But it doesn't matter. Jesus came, sha. I'm just trying to tell you that if your Sagittarius Scorpio thing is anything to take seriously, that means even all the calculation you've been doing has been wrong. If the first month is March, that means all those things you've been doing, you are reading the wrong calendar, because that means you are not Scorpio. Yes, sir. That means you are not Taurus. So the person reading your star to you has been giving you the wrong reading. Just think about it. God brought Israel out of the land of Egypt, defeated their enemies, and pledged to give them Canaan. But it also told them the land will not be without giants. And I saw one brother, you know, who made a fantastic statement. I didn't know he was even saved. I used to know him as a secular musician. He said, just because David used a sling to kill Goliath does not mean he will not use a sword next time. That's what the guy said. I said, wow, that's deep. I cannot wear this thing. No, it's only sling I have. But the next battle, go and read the Bible, that David fought, he wore an armor. Can't just sit down and say, oh, this, all the things that have been happening to my life is by favor. I don't work. God, I don't buy clothes. People bring them to me. You are a fool. Because the next season of your life may require you to work hard, be a tent maker to secure that territory. Every season has its rules. If you doubt me, wear your singlet and go to Canada now. And when, may you return the way you left. May you return. Because once the season change, you have to dress to suit the... So when they were at the Red Sea, God did not allow them to fight. But now they are going to Canaan. And God said they should prepare. God did not give them the privilege of stretching the rod. He told them to go and spy first. Be part of the process. Understand how your miracle came to be. So that when they ask you tomorrow, you can say both scientifically and spiritually, this is how we got here. A lot of people are not getting it right. They are gambling with their destiny. Just because God used the method to bless you last year doesn't mean that's what he's going to use this year. Yes. It is only by staying with him that you can get the blueprint. This, my son, this is how I want you to go about it. Because I want you to put this down. Salvation is free, but deliverance, many times, will come with a price. Many times, deliverance will come what? With what? With a price. It may require you to fast. It may require you to pray. It might require you to sow a seed. All of you who gave your first fruit and gave your tithe, you are not fools. People can shout and say, oh, we are wasting our money. But when we invited one musician to come to our event, we paid him $10 million and only sang for 2 hours. So if you could pay your own musician $10 million, why are you concerned if I give God my salary? What's your problem? Is it your alert? Is it your money? Somebody who is living recklessly wants to tell you how to honor your God. If I choose to do it, it's my business. Because most of those people also have altars where they go and they offer their heart, their lives, their mothers. Because the spiritual realm works on the strength of sacrifice, not on mouth. If it was that cheap, none of us would be where we are. That's for you to know that the spiritual realm operates by what? Sacrifice. The strength of your sacrifice is what determines your stature. Salvation is free, but deliverance many times will come what? With a price. If your parents struggled in their marriage and you think that you can come in recklessly and you don't take adequate steps to secure that territory. There are people that got married and for the first 1 week there was no honeymoon, they were praying because they knew the part of the decision they made. Father's side, the husband's side, no marriage was working, no serious marriage was working there. On the mother's side, conflict. So when they got married, let's pray. They prayed for 1 week, 2 weeks, they were praying because they know that the same forces are around. Taking the land involves certain key steps. Number one, you must understand that it is the Lord who chooses the land that you will take control of. It is the Lord who chooses the land that you will take control of. This is very important. You don't make a decision and ask God to rubber stamp it. God is a king. You don't suggest to him. You don't tell him what to do. The same way you cannot tell your president here that you didn't vote for, but he got there. You cannot tell him what to do. As soon as the Supreme Court says he's the president, we agreed. Whether you are angry or not, the moment the Supreme Court says he is the president, no other law of the land can set it aside except death. It is God that chooses the land. If you want to contend successfully, you must ensure that it is the Lord that is leading you to that territory. Number two, it is the Lord who dictates the strategy for taking the land. I'm talking here about how to take the land. These are the spiritual requirements. Number two, it is the Lord who dictates the strategy. The Lord will tell you, he could tell you for the next, and for those of you over there, I hope you are listening. I'm seeing people smiling there. All right. The Lord can tell you for the next 3 months, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, meet me here praying in tongues. And as you are praying in tongues, hold your family before me. Hold your family before me. Lock your door. Turn off your phone. 3 hours. Because if the door you are trying to break down was established by a higher degree of consecration, a higher level of sacrifice and authority. Let's assume that in this family, like that lady I was ministering to that told me that her father told her that in this family, our daughters don't get married. You remember I said something? The girl is a young girl, but she never knew for 30 years. Your parents have information that you don't know. Keep fighting them. You will not know so many things. You will just notice that you are dealing with things for which you don't know. That their families, no matter how much they try and whatever they do, they don't graduate from school. Something will happen. And they'll either be rusticated or they will join cultism. Something happens. So it is the Lord. Lord says, meet me here for three hours every night. That automatically means all those night chats with Chike cannot work again. That means if Chike cannot talk to you, that relationship will break. But once you finish by 12, you are going to sleep. All those chit chat on all those groups you people create, you and your besties, that you're always chatting and discussing every guy that is talking to you. No time again. No time. All those investment group, invest 1,000 and reap 1,000,000. That you no time again. It is the Lord that dictates the strategy. So which means when I want to engage, Lord, this is the territory. I'm seeing an opportunity in this office for me to rise into management level. Lord, what will it take? What will it take? I hope you know that the promotion of Daniel was premised on the error in the life of the other ministers. God permitted error to enter into their cancer. And God gave the solution to another man. That's how they elevate. So that is how God promotes. So, management level. Come on, say management level. God will permit the solution to be given only to one man. And you may even just give that answer out of, you know, like, it's like a search. Hey, she got it. She got it. She got it. What's your name, madam? Oh, we have somebody like this here. Bam. Promotion. So the sacrifice you need to do, you want to drive your business. How many businesses do you know in Nigeria that survived 5 years? That you know they started. And now they are still doing that business. It takes power to survive in a tough territory. Not good ideas. You may have good ideas, but you won't survive. There are powers in this land that contend against people making progress. That's why you can only find anything that young people do. 5 years, 7 years, they are still doing it. Because either they have a problem with finance, or they will kick them out of their shop. Something happens, they don't stay long. Come on, say strategy. We'll talk about this in the second service. But you need to begin to think along with me. Maybe what you are doing is the right thing. Maybe what you are doing is the right thing. But you are not doing it long enough. Please, are you with me? You may be doing something, but God wants you to persist in it. It's not that you did it. You did it enough to register your presence. The person who hits a door for 1 hour and the one who jams the door for 6 hours, it's not the same impact. One door will come down before the other one. Be wise. Number three, it is the Lord who chooses how the battle will be fought. Whether by the stretching of hand of the prophet, or by the Lord saying, take the Ark of the Covenant and move into the waters, in the case of Joshua, and the waters receded. Or whether it's by saying, send men to go and spy out what they are doing. Spying has been since Bible days. It's not companies that, it's not banks that started it. Which kind of current account do they have in that bank? Okay, let's make our own and call it hybrid flexi. Banks didn't start spying. It was Moses. He said, go and check that land. This place that you are dying so hard to get into, this company you are trying so hard to get into, go and spy the land. My wife got a job in one big company, and I won't mention the name of that company because they are very big. But after they gave her the offer letter, they told her, you cannot get pregnant in 2 years. We were just planning our wedding. And she must sign. They don't want, I have headache, I cannot come to work. Hey, I'm going for, we are working here. Sign. I told her, I said, maybe this is where our journey will end, though, because I don't know, I don't know how to explain this one. If I don't want to have children, let it be my decision. Why are you deciding for me? You are not even sure if you can even, if you are even capable of having children. You now went to sign a 2-year contract. You thought you are the one waiting. You didn't even know that Gozi could come back. You can't, even if you decide, you can't have children. And you went to sign again. Wait. Let the Lord choose for you how the battle will be what? Will be fought. Number four. Let God choose the timing. Let God choose the timing. These are the things that make territory taking very easy. Number five, get a revelation of the land that God has promised you. Don't just take it because it looks good. Something may be good, but it's not God. Let God minister to your heart. Let him give you a witness about this thing. As you are praying, stop. Don't only focus on the salary and whatever you benefit. Look at what is in this thing. Is there a revelation angle to this thing? Is this thing, does it align with anything in my previous prophecies? Please, are you with me? Number six, to take the land, you must develop faith for the promise. A lot of people just want God to start and finish and do everything and take all the glory. God will not do it like that. You to go and have faith. Huh? Go and have faith. When we are going to start this church, I left my former church. I didn't know we were going to start a church. So I just went home and I started sleeping. That's what God told me to do. He said, go and sleep. So I slept for like 3 months. Then I think by the 6th month, this church started. But the Lord did not permit me. The Lord did not permit me to invite anybody from that former church to come here. He did not. When they came, I said, stay there. But I was starting a church. The church started with 4 people, including my nanny, 5. And some other people. So at least in every service, we are 5. That's people from my house. Then Busayo joined us, we are 6. Any day my nanny is going off, I used to be very angry. I didn't know, what are you even going to do at home? Stay, stay. It's because of church service. You will not be small. So you must develop faith such that even if you have to stand alone, you know what God said to you. Yes. Faith for the promise. We'll still talk about it. Number 7, complete obedience to the one who has promised. Complete obedience to the one who has promised. Let me read one more scripture and we take it up second service. Psalm 37 and verse 3. Psalm 37 and verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. I want you to rise on your feet this morning, and I want you to pray. And in this prayer, you are going to establish your confidence in the Lord, that you are confident in what he has started, and that he will perfect what he has started. So open your mouth and begin to thank God now, and begin to establish your confident trust in him.